Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio, I have Christy Squared. I have Christy Horning and Christy Pierce with me today from the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest Committee. It is time to block off Main Street, right?
It is.
It is, for sure.
We're all excited, too. The Christies are in the house.
The Christies are in the house. Christies are getting it done.
That's exactly right.
The 51st annual Fall Fun Fest, what is new and bigger this year?
Well, we have some really good music. The Platinum Rock Legends that are playing Friday night is on the main stage, starts at 6:30 to 10:30, is really exciting. They're a St. Louis group based band, and I think they're going to be really good. They're impersonating iconic rock singers, so I think
it should be exciting.
I think it'll be really
cool. And
the
ones that they are impersonating, I think everybody, you know, knows.
Everybody knows.
They're going to enjoy seeing.
You're going to know all the words to all the songs.
We're all going to be singing.
I think so.
Yeah.
Singing and dancing.
Bring your lighter.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And we will talk all about this year's Fall Fun Fest, the 51st annual, here with Christy and Christy in just a few moments, so stay tuned to WFIW.
Budget doesn't have to be a scary word. Here to explain why is money expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Every month, before the month begins, sit down and spend every dollar on paper on purpose. This is called a budget. Give every dollar a name, then you stick to that budget. If you don't have the money in a category, you don't spend the money. You have to make your money behave. Otherwise, it'll get away from you. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. I'm talking to Christy Pierce and Christy Horning from the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest Committee. Is it the Fun Fest Committee or is it Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield?
No, it's the Fall Fun Fest Committee.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We've got it starting up Wednesday night with church night, and that's the norm, right?
That's the norm, yes. Okay. Fairfield Ministerial Alliance sponsors that and organizes it, and they've told us they're going to have a full slate of people. So, you know, we have a lot of talented churches in our town that can really sing. So come on out and see what your friend can sing and perform. So.
Okay, and that starts at 6:30 Wednesday night. And this year, the Ministerial Alliance has put together a community choir and then a kids choir as well.
It sure does.
Okay, and will food booths be open?
Yes, actually, in the last couple, 3 years, there's been a lot of food
Several.
Booths are open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I miss out on a day of Fun Fest activity, huh?
Well, that's exactly right.
Get started.
Kick off those calories early.
Is there a chart downtown saying, you know, I like this food the best?
No, but the girls at Carnaby always think we'll just eat our way down, and we kind of put on our Facebook page what we've had that day and what was awesome.
You know? Oh, okay. So check out the Carnaby Square.
Yeah, Facebook there you go.
Food recommendations for your Fall Fun Fest eating pleasure. Okay, Thursday, I guess the FMB 5K Run Walk is back.
Oh, yeah. They are one of our biggest sponsors of the Fall Fun Fest. They give us all of the money that they raise through that 5K Run Walk, and we do appreciate it. And they're organizing that right now. I think you can pre-register for that,
mm-hmm.
or you can register at 4:30 that day on Thursday the 12th.
Okay.
And
I didn't realize the proceeds went back to the Fun Fest.
Yes. They have always give us those proceeds.
Well,
so
how nice.
That is nice.
It is nice.
You know, we work off of just donations. We don't have a slush fund anywhere, so we sure do appreciate all our sponsors and
okay.
donations.
All right. So FMB being the first one, first and the biggest right there at the beginning with the 5K run walk at registration at 4:30. The race is at like 6, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And awards at 7.
All right. And then another big, every night is big, but Thursday night is the Little Miss and Miss,
yes.
right? And the Fun Fest.
We have the Little Beauties and Handsome Little Beauties there,
okay.
and then we have the Big Beauties.
And then the Miss Fall Fun Fest, which has come back. Who's organizing the Miss Fall Fun Fest?
Chastity Fry from the Chop Shop and Fry's Excavating. She does an excellent job with that, and they have 12 girls this year, so it should be a really fun night, and I'm excited to see see the winner.
And and the winner gets what?
Well, they get a little prize basket, but the big thing they get is the scholarship, $500 scholarship from Frontier College, and that's actually donated by the college and the Fairfield Retail Merchants. I think they also get the proceeds from the t-shirt sales. The girls have a t-shirt that says, you know, I'm team so-and-so, or I'm voting for so-and-so. They're in charge of selling their own colored t-shirts, and that money also goes back to the educational fund.
Oh, okay. All right, and the Fun Fest Prince and Princess Contest, Little Miss, that starts at 6:30, and that's sponsored by Fairfield Banking Company, right?
Yes, and they've taken care of that for years. They just take care of it. We don't have to worry about it. And they have 18 Little Miss and Misters, so that'll be a good little show there.
And it's the cutest thing ever.
It is the cutest.
Adorable.
Well, you're always just waiting to see what is going to be revealed about a family member or something, you know.
Yep.
Susie Wood is the MC of that. MC. And she does a wonderful job. And she can get things out of those kids that is hilarious. So.
Okay. And on the main stage on Thursday night is?
The Roasted Chestnuts.
Everybody's favorite.
That's right.
And of course, a hometown favorite.
That's right. You never know what Bruce is going to do. And honestly, people love it. They come, bring their chairs, and they just love that
they
music.
They set up early and stay.
Yeah, they sure do.
All right. And, well, you know, they're in food comas.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
All right. And then on Friday, we have... what do we have Friday?
On Friday at 6:30, we have Gruen's Vocal Studio.
Oh, okay.
Now, Katie has taken care of this for probably the last 4 years, and it's, you know, her students in her studio, and they are awesome entertainers, let me tell you. She puts on a great show, and so lots of grandma and grandpas and aunts and uncles and everybody attends that. It's a big attended show.
Okay.
So that's at 6:30 in the entertainment tent.
Okay, that's in the entertainment tent. Then on the main stage is
the Platinum Rock Legends. Yes. And they start at 6:30, and they'll play till 10:30 on the main stage, and I'm really excited about that.
You're really excited about it?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know what we forgot to mention? Roasted Chestnuts, going back to Thursday night. Roasted Chestnuts are sponsored by the Wayne County Press.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. And they have sponsored them from the get-go. So we appreciate that, too.
I know you appreciate your sponsors.
Oh, yes, we do. Thank you very much.
Did you mention the Tech Fest?
And the Tech Fest is on Thursday, too, Tom.
Really?
Yes, and that's the Extension does that, and Yvette is very good at organizing that. It's all the fifth graders throughout the Wayne County. You know, they take in the Wayne City, Sisney, Fairfield schools.
All the fifth graders.
And they have several classes that they can sign up for, and they've changed it up a little bit this year. So that starts at 9:15 and goes to 2:30. So that's a big day for the fifth graders.
Okay. Are they going to – is that Thursday and Friday, or is that just Thursday?
It's Thursday and Friday. And that, I think Thursday they do it, and Friday they view it, they have open house.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's at the
both days.
First Christian Church.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We are talking to Christy Horning and Christy Pierce about the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, which starts Wednesday night in downtown Fairfield. And we will be back in just a few moments.
If you enjoy original radio shows from the 40s and 50s featuring some of America's finest actors and writers, then don't miss When Radio Was every Saturday afternoon at 1:06 on WFIW AM 1390. Each Saturday, you'll have 10 different old-time radio shows to enjoy. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and tune in this Saturday, 6 minutes after 1, and enjoy When Radio Was on WFIW AM 1390.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Christy Horning and Christy Pierce from the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest Committee. We are talking about the Fun Fest, which starts Wednesday. We have talked all the way through Friday night, where the Platinum Rock Legends will take the main stage at 6:30. Gruen Vocal Studios will be in the entertainment tent. So Saturday morning, bright and early, first event is what, Christy?
It's Yoga in the Park at 7 a.m. at the Amphitheater at Leo French Park, and it's sponsored by Dragonfly Yoga.
Okay. Now, how popular is yoga getting in Fairfield?
Actually, it's very popular.
I think it's very
popular. It's one of the most beautiful mornings out there because it's very early, it's calm, it's there by the lake. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you even want to just try it, come on out. The girls at Dragonfly are very informative to a newcomer, or, you know, they'll work with it, and you'll have a ball and you'll feel so good when you get done.
Okay. About how many people did you have last year?
I think we had 6.
Okay.
Right. We'd like to have about 15. That would be awesome.
15. Okay.
Fill up the stage.
That's right. Fill up the stage.
Come on down. Get yourself some yoga on.
That's exactly right.
All right. What happens after yoga?
Okay. Fishing in the park. Now, they kind of overlap a little bit out there, but the little boys and girls are so nice. They are just kept quiet until we got done. It starts at 7:30 for registration. They're at the end of the park down where the new addition is.
Yes.
They have registration down there, ages 5 to 8, 9 to 12, and 13 to 16.
Okay.
That's the categories. And it's sponsored by Fry's Excavating. And this is really was a brainstorm of Brandon last year. He just wanted to have something for that age group, for the boys and the little girls.
Right.
And it's really fun. They're all around the pond and having a ball. So, okay. And they're with their parents or, you know, and grandparents, and it's just a good day.
They get prizes for, like,
yes,
biggest
they do.
Fish, smallest fish.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
They do.
All right, and that's all sponsored by Fry's Excavating. And then it starts early, but doesn't get over until late.
That
starts early Saturday morning.
The
rib cook-off.
The rib cook-off.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was shattered earlier this year when somebody put out there that there wasn't going to be a rib cook-off.
Oh, I know. But, you know, Save-A-Lot, they always come through. Mm-hmm. They are such a community supporter.
So they got somebody to organize it, right?
Yes, John Griswold. He actually did it last year because the Save-A-Lot guys were in the moving
transition.
Their store. Yes. And so they really didn't have time. Well, he picked it up. Well, he did such a great job. The guys, Tyler and
Tim
said, why don't you just organize it for us, but we'll take care of all the cost of it, which is not cheap. So we surely do appreciate Save-A-Lot Boys for doing that. And you can also, after the judging, you can come and eat some ribs for $10 and, you know, and see what you be the person. You pick the winner, you
that's
know.
That sampler platter.
Yes. It's pretty darn good.
That's the best part.
Yep. That's right.
And let's just mention it right now. Before we go any further, all food eaten at the Fun Fest is calorie free. Right?
It is. For those 4 days, you can eat whatever you want. Come that Monday morning, you're depressed and thinking, oh, what did I do?
And why can't I get a corn dog now?
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
I need a funnel cake. So the rib cook-off starts at 7
a.m., yes, and then at 4:30 is the judging.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So after the judging, you can come and get a sampler pack.
Okay.
Platter. So $10 a person.
Right.
You can get a plate, choose your ribs, and
okay.
Try them out.
Yeah. All right. Try them all out. All right. Then, speaking of food, we got the are we going to have the community breakfast this year?
The community breakfast is at the Masonic Lodge from 7 to 10 in the Fairfield Masons are putting that on, and
okay.
It's always good. Biscuits and gravy and good breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They do an awesome job with breakfast.
They really do. And they picked that up after the Contiki had burnt down, and Waddy didn't want to pick it up. So
right. The
Masons stepped up and helped us out on that.
Okay. Now, then, finally, Le Mans decided, since you're having the car show on our lot, maybe we should sponsor it.
Well, no-brainer there. Yeah. Teresa was like, why aren't we sponsoring it? Well, yes, that's right. So, you know, it's a big job for them to move all those cars, and we sure do appreciate them, you know, stepping up and still doing it. And so they're sponsoring it. Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler Center is going to sponsor it. But we have a new organizer, which is the BPOE Elk 1631.
Okay.
All the officers there are going to organize the car show. If you need to have any information, registration, anything about it, Harley Fry at Le Mans, works at Le Mans, and he is Exalted Ruler, and you can get in touch with him. And 8 to 11 a.m. is the registration there on the West Lots, and 1 p.m. will be the awards.
Okay. Will people be able to vote, or do you know yet?
Oh, I think there is a People's Choice
they
Award.
They usually have a People's Choice.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're going to have a couple of raffle, 50-50 raffle, and different things going on.
All
yeah.
right. Your chance to win at the Fall Fun Fest.
That's exactly right.
Let's go down to the other end of the street where the Jonathan Lee Memorial Kitty Parade takes place. What time does registration for that start at Northside School?
Registration is at 9:15 at Northside School.
Okay.
And the parade starts at 10, and it goes from Northside to the high rise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's organized by Wadi Head Start. And there are refreshments when it's over. They're provided by Martin and Bailey Hucks and also Casey's.
Oh, okay.
Water and pizza for the participants of the parade.
The cheerleaders and the football boys help out during that parade.
They serve.
So they
kids,
serve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after the parade, does something happen with the kids besides eating?
The Kitty College organizes games and things for them on the high rise on the lawn out front.
Oh, okay.
And the Kitty College has done that for several years, mm-hmm. and they do a really good job. The kids all have fun.
Right. Okay. And then doesn't the Hannah House get involved here somehow?
Yeah. They stay. Oh yes, not yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. they do stay open from 10 to 2 that Saturday. So we always encourage people to go by there, and if you know, sometimes you don't have time, and we have a lot of reunions in town that weekend too. So it's a nice time to be open, and people that haven't been here for a while can, you know, check out what the Historical Society has done. So
okay, that takes care of most of the morning. We'll talk more about Saturday morning of the Fall Fun Fest with Christy and Christy in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap. Weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard. 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Christy Pierce and Christy Horning about the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, which starts Wednesday night. We are talking about Saturday's events. And cornhole has become amazingly popular, and we're going to have a cornhole tournament. Is that right, Christy?
Yes, and it's over there on the lot where the rib cook-off is being held. So, you know, come over at 11:30, registration, 12 o'clock the tournament begins. There is a pre-registration on our Facebook page. We do have a great Fairfield annual Fall Fun Fest Facebook page.
Okay.
Amy puts that together, Amy Vaughn. It's actually pretty awesome. And or you can sign up that day. Libby Linkenfelder, which I think you guys all know out here, is actually going to organize that with the Fairfield CP Youth. And Vaughn's Diesel Repair has sponsored that for 3 years now. So we do appreciate their sponsorship on that.
Okay. The worst part of the cornhole tournament is that you get to smell all the ribs.
Oh, yes. That's exactly, or just all
the
food.
Best part.
Yeah.
All the best part. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in line first, maybe.
All right. So after the cornhole tournament, what comes up?
Fairfield's Got Talent, and that is at 1 o'clock in the entertainment tent, and it is sponsored by Wayne White Electric Co-op.
Okay. And that is in place of the Gong Show.
That replaced the Gong Show last year.
Replaced the Gong Show last year, and so Elizabeth Gonzalez is organizing this, right?
She is, and she does an excellent job, and it's for kids ages 6 to 12 and 13 to 18.
Okay.
So they have two groups of kids, and last year was a really, really good year. They had for the first year, the kids had a big time.
Oh, okay.
It was very well attended.
Okay. All right. The Kitty Tractor Pull?
Yes, Kitty Tractor Pull. Fairfield FFA chapter organizes it, and the Wayne County Farm Bureau Young Leaders. They take care of that for us. We do appreciate that. That's at 2 p.m. on the Fairfield National Bank drive-through lot.
Okay.
And so that's always, kids always have fun at that.
Okay. Do they have an adult
They don't, Tom. I'm sorry. You can't.
You can't.
I just always think it's hilarious to see an adult on a child, like a tricycle.
We might that might be a new competition, though, we could have.
You have to spin around three times and get on the tractor and drive to the launch.
There you go. That sounds good. A new rule.
All right. One of the most popular events at the Fall Fun Fest, and it is supposedly the only time you're supposed to have your pet up at the Fall Fun Fest.
That's exactly right.
At the dog show. What time does the dog show get on?
Registration is at 3:30, and that is at the main stage. Of course, that is organized and presented by the Animals Requesting Friends, ARF. And the contest actually starts at 4 p.m. They have treats and water and everything for the pets. You know, the last couple of years, it's been so hot. And so they've had 6 or 7 entries, but there has been when they've had 15 entries.
Right.
So, you know, it's on our Facebook page what all the categories are. I think it's the best kiss, the most lookalike.
The best rescue.
The best rescue.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really fun. It's probably one of the best attended events we have because people love to see
the dogs dressed up and the kids showing their dogs.
Yes. And that's sponsored by Fairfield Community Health Center. And we've added Victorian on Main as a co-sponsor this year.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. And Animals Requesting Friends is.
Yes, they are the organizer.
On the Outrageous Dog Show as always. All right. The Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield do have an event.
We've done the Chuck a Duck forever and a day, and it's fun. Starts at 6:30 over on the same lot where the barbecue cook-off is.
Okay.
And the rib cook-off. And so you can pre-buy your ducks at the tent where Vicky and Joanne at their little corner of the world in the tent.
Information booth.
Information booth, yes. And it's $1 a duck. And if you don't want to chuck your own duck, we have chuckers there that day.
Designated duck chuckers.
We do. But it's fun. And you win. It's a 50-50, so you win half the pot. Last year we had a young man that won $190. So
wow.
It's great.
Cool. Yeah.
And that is Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield event.
So. All right. Then the entertainment starts what time Saturday night?
6:30 with Cassie Andrews and the Calico Creek Bluegrass Band, and they're in the entertainment tent.
Local talent, huh?
Some local talent Saturday night. That's sponsored by Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Healthcare, Horizon Healthcare.
Okay. And that is in the entertainment tent.
It is.
So what happens on the main stage?
The main stage is Larry Hobbs, and he is at 6:30 to 7 on the big stage.
Okay. Larry Hobbs is coming to the main stage.
He is. Bless his heart.
It's about time.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's excellent.
After Larry, who's on the main stage?
Dennis Stromat and Terry Smith and Friends. So that starts at 7, and he'll play till 10 on the big stage, on the main stage, yes.
All right.
You know, Dennis Stromat. Friends might mean just a jam session. Who knows?
Exactly.
Whoever he can talk into coming up there.
Yeah.
You might bring an instrument just in case.
That's right. A harmonica. Get in there on stage and play your harmonica.
Be prepared.
Or a tambourine. I can do a tambourine.
Okay.
You know.
Let's talk, because all of this doesn't happen without the businesses in Fairfield chipping in. Who's bringing you the main stage?
The main stage this year, Carter Turf and Tractor, and Gary and Terry have been on board from the very beginning on that, and we do appreciate that. And I think we mentioned everybody else that's on there except People's National Bank. We haven't mentioned them, and they actually purchased the main stage, the stage itself.
The stage is there.
Yes.
People's National Bank.
That's exactly right. So we really appreciate that too.
Okay. And buttons are on sale now?
Yeah. And we have several places you can pick them up. All the banks have them. The Chamber, of course, McDowell Kinchlow, Black's, Amber Marie's, Joe's Body Shop, Save a Lot. Actually, we took the buttons to Save a Lot, and they sold them all in one day.
Wow.
They challenged their employees. If you sell those in one day, we'll give you a little gift or something. And he called me that night and said, we're completely out of buttons. And I thought that was pretty
awesome.
Exciting.
That's pretty
cool. So anyway, little $2 purchase, you might win $50 in chamber bucks every day and $100 on Saturday.
Wow. Okay. Get your button, wear it proudly, and look for your button number.
Yes, it'll be, we'll call the radio, and they'll have it on there. Double D will probably have it on his show.
Okay.
And it's on the Wayne County Press window daily, too.
So. All right. And so listen for it or look for it. And
on our Facebook page.
And help support the Chamber of Commerce and the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, right?
That's exactly right.
Is there anything else we need?
I think, kiddo, we did honor on our button Fairfield's 200th year. So that's actually the main street there at the corner, Farmer's Daughter, down to the press, down to the Neil Laws.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty old photo, and we thought it'd just be, you know, that we should honor the 200th year this year.
Okay. Are you doing anything in front of the there at Freedom Park, in front of the new?
No, I don't.
Mural.
No, I don't think. Did the Christian Church call you about doing something?
Joanne's sons, my mom, did mention that they were doing some games.
Yes.
In the park,
yes.
Right there, kids
They're
games.
They're going to have some giant Jenga.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think we need to get that out of there. We didn't know that at our last meeting.
That's okay. Just recent, a recent development. That
yes.
They wanted to do something with
and
the
how
kids.
Much fun, you know, the people can, I mean, adults will get into that, too. I mean,
sure.
It's,
yeah.
It,
sure.
You know,
even the big kids.
The big kids love that, too. I've been several places, and oh, my gosh, it's a wild, you know, a little competition. So, but we appreciate that. That's something new and different. So.
Okay. All right. Look for something new and different every night at the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, not to mention all the food. Christy, thanks for coming out.
Tom, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
No problem.
We appreciate
anytime.
All of you guys, you know, keeping us on track and getting it out there for
you
us.
You know, so. Anytime you have anything to talk about, I'll let you talk about it with
me.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, hon, very much. We appreciate
you. Fun Fest coming up starting Wednesday night in downtown Fairfield. Be a part of it.